This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're listening to us online at GCNlive.com, we welcome you. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be starting things off with chatting with a gentleman from McAllister's, one of our great sponsors and supporters here on the broadcast. And we've, over the last few months, have gotten introduced to various members of the McAllister's team. So I'm looking forward to talking to our very special guest standing by, and we'll get to him in a moment. Coming up in the latter half of this hour will be joined by the old car guy, Don Jones, who's done some heavy-duty homework on some historical engine stuff. If you're going to be with us in hour number two of the broadcast on many of these Auto World stations, we'll continue our series with Dan Watson, the lubrication expert with more than 25 years' worth of experience, and he wants to talk about diesel oils today. And, of course, we've got some trivia questions to throw out and some automotive new vehicle news to share as well. But right now, let's go to the Auto World talk lines and bring forth the operations director for McAllister's. It's my pleasure to welcome Kevin Johnson. Kevin, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. So are you a Jersey guy, or where did you grow up?
Oh, yes, I'm from New Jersey, just right outside Philadelphia. Got the pleasure of watching my Eagles win today, which was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. And how long have you been with McAllister's?
About 2 years with McAllister's. Been in the industry over 20 years.
So you really bring a lot of experience to the table. And one of the things that we like to remind folks about McAllister's, unlike some of the other ways to get your vehicle to auction or getting your vehicle, if you've bought a classic vehicle or a muscle car or whatever, antique car, and you need to get it back home, McAllister's handles that. But you guys also handle all different other items, including some aerospace stuff, and of course traditional moving stuff as well. So give our listeners a kind of a little bit of a broad scope of McAllister's Auto Group as to the many divisions and different categories in which you provide service.
Sure, Bob. McAllister's, we have lots of verticals, like you call them. We have the enclosed auto division, which, as you said, we haul a lot of classic cars. We do a lot of work for the OEMs, do a lot of events, just all different types of vehicle movement, but all, you know, high touch. Our drivers take, you know, the extra, you know, precautions on every time they move a car. So we offer great service there. We also have, like you said, the aerospace divisions that we do stuff for, you know, jet fighters and all that kind of stuff. We haul all over the country. We do moving and storage, and we do stuff for Life Fitness. We have a strategic partnership with Meekum Auctions as well, which we help run the auto division there, which gives us, you know, classic car movement in and out of the auctions for them as well. So we're up almost a year with them, and everything's going really good there as well.
That's fantastic. As I've said to many members of the McAllister's team, anytime I bring up McAllister's when chatting with someone involved with the collector car marketplace, they have nothing but glowing things to say, and they're most often surprised at the rise in popularity. I mean, you guys kind of came out of nowhere after acquiring another company, and you're really making major moves at a lot of super important events in the classic car world.
Sure. Yes, we just brought up Monticello a few weeks back. That one pretty good brought a LaFerrari in there, which was really exciting for our team and our drivers, and did some stuff for the OEMs there as well, which we were real excited about. So that went very well.
That's cool. The LaFerrari is, of course, the latest supercar from Ferrari, and costs over $1 million, and I believe they have a spider version of that, a convertible version of that around along the way, but that's a lot of responsibility, lugging around a vehicle, moving a vehicle like that. And as you point out, the fact that the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, people like Mercedes with their Maybach division, or people with Jag or Land Rover, or people from the Detroit 3, from Ford, from GM, from FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. You're doing business with lots of different car companies, and that really tells me that you guys really do a fantastic job, because those OEMs are sometimes sending off to a distant location a one-of-one vehicle, a show car, even a clay model, a futuristic vehicle, and that's a lot of responsibility to lie on the shoulders of McAllister's.
Sure. And we have the top drivers in the industry. Have all experienced drivers that come on with us, and then we pretty much just make sure everybody does it the McAllister's way, which is top-notch quality, attention to detail. Making sure that all the cars are clean when we deliver them. The little things like floor mats and covering the cars and things like that we do over and above. But we try to make that experience what the customer wants.
And that is so good, and no doubt that's why you're getting so many great reviews from customers. And of course, it's getting to be that time of the year that I'm from suburban Boston, and my wife is from New Jersey, and this is the time of the year in the Northeast that folks will relocate for the winter months, kind of call them snowbirds, and out in the Midwest, folks in Michigan will relocate to places like Arizona, and that's become a big business for you guys as well.
Sure. We do stuff, just like you said, down into Florida. Started up here a couple weeks ago, and that'll run through, next few months as people go down and enjoy the warm weather and get out of the Northeast here with our cold weather we get here. So we do a lot of that. And on the West Coast, do a lot of stuff into Arizona and Southern Cal from the Midwest and Denver, Colorado, and stuff like that. So, very big part of our business.
Kevin Johnson is with us, Operations Director for McAllister's, and if you've got a question for Kevin, don't be a stranger. You can dial us up at 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. As a backup, bob@boblongradio.com. Kevin, let's talk a little bit more about your drivers. As you pointed out, you've hired a lot of veteran drivers. And tell us a little bit about the importance of having somebody qualified and somebody who perhaps has been doing it for a little bit of time, because there are a lot of special nuances to especially older vehicles, antique vehicles, and somebody fresh into the job with no experience might have difficulty with some of those older classics. When we come back on the other side, I'll have you answer that, and we've got lots more straight ahead with Kevin Johnson, Operations Director for McAllister's. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed, and we've got a very special guest joining us in this half hour of the broadcast. His name is Kevin Johnson, and he is the operations director for one of our great sponsors and supporters here on the show, McAllister's. And before that hard network break, Kevin, I wanted to get to kind of the heart of the matter, and that is the driver is so critical in your delivery process, whether you're delivering a satellite, whether you're delivering some high-tech computer stuff, or whether you're delivering a million-plus dollar Ferrari, LaFerrari. Tell us a little bit about some of the folks that you have on the team, and also about what kind of qualifications do you look for in a new potential hire?
Sure, Bob. At McAllister's, we believe everything comes down to the driver. We make sure that we hire the most experienced guys. We treat them part of the team all the way from the owner, Dan McAllister, all the way down to our dispatchers that deal with the guys on a daily basis. So we know the key to this whole classic car movement and all this high-profile stuff that we move. It comes down to our driver. If we don't have a good driver, you know, we don't have anything. And we realize that as an organization. So we try to, you know, make sure all of our guys are happy as much as we can, which reduces our turnover. And in that, it basically helps the customer as well. Because if they don't have the driver turnover, then, you know, it keeps our claims down and all that kind of stuff. Because we're the same guys all the time. So when we look for guys, we want to make sure that those drivers are that want to be part of a team for the long haul, because we don't have guys that come in and might be with us for 6 months and leave. We want them to be long term with us, and so far everything we've been doing seems to be going that direction. So we're very excited about that.
That's great. Are you a car guy yourself, Dan?
Yes, I'm a car guy.
That seems to be universal at McAllister's, and that's great, I think. I had Gabrielle on and your sales director on, and, of course, Dan, and everybody answers the question yes. So what is your particular area of passion? Is there one particular brand, one particular model, or type of vehicle? What do you like?
I'm a Porsche guy. I like the 911. I just love the way they handle. Just very nice automobile. That's my personal preference, but everybody likes different things, and that's what's so great about the auto world. You can have everything from '67 Chevy to a Porsche or to Lamborghini or a Packard. I mean, it's just that's what's so great about the auto world in itself, because everybody can get a little piece of what they like and really enjoy it.
That is so well said, and you're absolutely right. I mean, if you're lucky enough to be working for McAllister's, you're going to get an opportunity to sample a little bit of everything and quickly gain knowledge across the board. One thing that we're seeing from some of the automakers these days, and the LaFerrari is definitely one that falls into that particular category, and that is racing type aerodynamics as they build more and more of these dream machines. I mean, even getting down to vehicles like the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 or many other vehicles. I can think of the current generation Corvette. I mean, these vehicles have low ground clearance, and I would imagine probably require some very special care in both unloading as well as loading.
Sure. We have lift gates that go all the way down to the ground, and then we use they're called race ramps, and we put on the back of our trailers as well to even give a little bit more clearance coming in, just to make sure, because some of these cars, you got like maybe an inch coming in. So, we take that extra precaution and use those ramps on the back end just to make sure. We're usually okay with the lift gates, but we'd rather be positive and not have the problem.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea to be prepared for that. And as I talked about a little bit earlier, if you go back in automotive history, from time to time we'll have somebody on who's an expert on Model T Fords or some other automaker that perhaps has gone by the wayside. But for example, the Model T Ford has a different way of changing gears than you would normally do in a vehicle, and I would imagine your guys have to learn some of that stuff pretty quickly.
Oh, sure, sure. And it's like with kill switches on these cars. I mean, there's all challenges, and every car is a little bit different. And that's why we always go with veteran drivers. A lot of guys that have been doing this a long time, because we come across so many challenges and hauling these cars, that we want to make sure we have guys and drivers that, and, you know, we have some women that work for us as well, that know exactly, you know, they've seen this before, or they've seen something close to that, so that they can, you know, work on the car that they need to do to get it on the truck safely. Because even sometimes at some of these bigger auctions, even getting some cars started can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is so true. But everybody shares that automotive passion, and it is addictive. I mean, once you get invited to some of these great auctions like Mecum, you get to see a whole other world. For myself, it was probably 20 years or so ago when I went to my first auctions out in Monterey during Pebble Beach Week, and just to be in a room where people were bidding on multi-million dollar cars, and at the end of the sale, you know, everybody in the room applauded. There wasn't any jealousy. There wasn't any of that. And when you go to those high-end events, sometimes you can find, you know, just a regular, normal guy or gal talking to someone who's worth multiple millions of dollars, but it's the car that brings them together.
Sure, sure. I definitely agree. I know we're getting ready. We have, for Mecum, we have the Las Vegas auction coming up here in November, and then we go on to Kansas City in December, and then that'll lead up, obviously, to the big one, which is Kissimmee there in January, which is a big event for our auto team, and assisting them with the transportation in and out of that auction as well.
Yes, logistically, that must be quite something, because that event down in Florida, right next to Orlando and Kissimmee, is a gigantuan event, and goes on for quite a bit of time. Seems to me, Dan, it sometimes can go at least 10 days.
Sure. Yeah, it's I think it's almost a two-week event. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of cars inbound and outbound. We bring a lot of collector cars into the Clean Out Collector, collections into the auction there, which, you know, could be anywhere from 40, 50, you know, 60 cars inbound. And then obviously on the outbound after the sale, and do a lot of transactional business with a lot of car enthusiasts that are looking to get their car.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here on the broadcast. We thank you for telling us all about your duties in the operations side of McAllister's, and look forward to getting you back with us down the road.
I appreciate the time, Bob.
All right, thank you. We'll take a pit stop, and then time for the old car guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. I'm going to tell you all about a very special museum. It's called the Speedway Motors Museum of America. Don Jones, CEO and founder of theoldcarguys.com, was there recently and took a whole lot of great notes on all the different vehicles as well as the collection of engines that are at that locale. We welcome Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, back to the show. Hey, Don, how you doing?
And yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Little kind of ups and downs after heart surgery. I saw a couple of doctors last week, and I was trying to do a little bit too much too soon, so I gotta watch it and don't overstep. Don't think I'm gonna do a 2-week turnaround.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I haven't had anything that severe in my life, but I did have a broken leg when I was still working for a living, and attempted to get back to work too quickly with that. But it was kind of a weird deal. Like 4 weeks after I got back to work, I had orders to go to the Middle East for a while, and I really wasn't looking for limping around the mountains of one of those countries after recovering from a broken leg. But I think I was pushing 61 at the time, so it was kind of one of those things that started telling me it was time to pack up the old bag and head back to St. Louis.
Very good. Let's talk about this museum.
Are you able to hear me okay, Bob?
I can hear you fine, Don. Let's talk a little bit about the Speedway Motors Museum.
Are you able to hear me, Bob? I'm not sure if I'm getting through to you.
Yeah, we can hear you fine. We can hear you fine. Hopefully, we'll adjust some adjustables on this end and at GCN Control in Minnesota. And hopefully you can hear me now okay.
Let's gotcha,
talk
buddy.
About
okay.
The museum founded in 1992 by Speedy Bill and Joyce Smith.
Right. Speedy Bill was the founder of a Speedway speed shop up in Omaha or Lincoln, Nebraska. And as I understand, it's the one of the oldest and biggest speed shops in the United States. And he's taken some of the profits from those 50 or 60 years of running the speed shop and put them into this super museum. The building itself is 150,000 square feet. It's on three levels. And it just... it's one of these museums that you want to come early and stay late and probably bring a lunch.
Very good. And three floors worth of cars to look at, including including some really unique vehicles and some very unique engines. Let's talk a little bit more about what you found there at the museum. I know, for example, one of the things that's always interesting is to look at some of the great engines that this country has produced over the years. And when you think of engines like the Mopar engine, that's certainly one of them. But let's talk about the Cadillac V16. I remember it was just about 10 years or so ago that Cadillac teased us with a potential new V16 engine. But, of course, it got cut from the possibility of going into production. But I understand that this museum's got some V16s.
Right, it does. Back in the 1920s, Cadillac decided that they were going to create a 16-cylinder engine to go up against the Packard's V12. And Cadillac was running a straight 8 at the time, and they basically took two of these straight 8 engines and configured them into a V12. And I'm not exactly sure how the casting and mechanics went, but the two sides of the engine basically were independent from one another. By that I mean that you could actually shut down one bank of cylinders and continue to run the car. So it was really two engines sharing a common crank shaft. And the crankcase. Somewhat similar to what we've seen on the 1920 and 1930 fire truck engines, particularly with American LeFrance. The engine overall wasn't really that powerful, nor was it that big. It put out 452 cubic inches, which is, you know, for that number of cylinders, it's certainly not very many. And only was rated at 185 braking horsepower. Now, I'm not sure if that was an accurate number or not. You would think even with that low amount of cubic inches that it would still have more horsepower and, you know, definitely a lot of torque. Nevertheless, it still could power some of the heavier Cadillacs to speeds of between 80 and 100 miles an hour. So, you know, it had a lot of guts to it for its time.
Yeah, no question. I too am surprised by these performance numbers, considering the size of the engine, 452 cubic inches, 184 horsepower, and all in all, there were 3,878 series 452s built. So we're not talking a whole lot of vehicles. There are only a handful of other V16s, including Bugatti's 1915 engine, and of course, more recently, their 16-4 Veyron, which is $1 million to $2 million vehicle. But what other V16s did you uncover?
Well, that was the only V16 that I had seen up there. I think Bugatti made another attempt in the early 2000s to go with a 16-cylinder, but most of the things in the museum, of course, were early 20th century, maybe middle 20th century, and not so much anything as new as the even in the 1990s, I guess. But one of the other engines, and we've talked about this on earlier shows, was Chevrolet's first attempt with a V8 back in 1918. So they had a model of the 288 cubic inch Chevrolet V8. I'm thinking that thing, I remember right, only had like 65 horsepower. Those are incredibly underpowered engine for this time.
Yeah, absolutely true. 288 cubic inches and not putting out a great amount of horsepower, but yet it had staying power. This vehicle stayed around for, what is it, about 40 years or so?
Well, there's a V8 in it. They abandoned the V8 in the, I believe in the early 1920s, and they went back with the four-cylinder engine, and they had an evolution on their six-cylinder engine that started out in a neighborhood of 194 cubic inches, and I think it went to 216. They kept the 216 a cubic inch engine up until 62. Up until the early 50s, and then became a 235. That 235, which I always refer to as the bulletproof 235, and that engine stayed until 62. And they had a bigger version, big brother version of the truck engine of 261 cubic inches. But the 235 was the first engine that appeared in the Corvette with dual carburetors and putting out about 150 horsepower, the old Blue Flame Special.
That is
so true.
And,
of course, there were a couple examples of those up there.
I want to hear more about the cars. I hear rumors there was a Tucker there. When we come back, we'll find out more from Don Jones. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Oh, you better watch out, man. How you driving? Tell that there.
I am Bob Long, joined by Don Jones, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, oldcarguys.com, and want to say hello to all of our listeners on talkradioorlando.com, as well as everybody listening on talknetst.com. .com. So we welcome all those listeners and everybody else from coast to coast, border to border, around the world at GCNlive.com. We got a couple of questions emailed to me, Don, about the location of the museum. Somehow I skipped over that. Whereabouts did you visit the Speedway Motors Museum?
Yep. For me, it was kind of trial and error to find it, but they have a website, and they have a map on a website that'll give you directions, but it's near the University of Nebraska football stadium, a few miles away, and about maybe less than 10 minutes from Interstate 80. With my way of giving directions, you're better off going through their website or their Facebook page and getting directions. But not that hard to find if you have somebody that can read a map in the car with you. And it's a little bit off the beaten path, a block or two off of the main street and in kind of an industrial complex, and it's right next door to their main warehouse for their speed shop.
That sounds really cool. Is it true they have a 48 Tucker there?
Yes, it was, or yes, it is. I believe it's number 53. I may be wrong on the number, but as our listeners may know, that there are very, very few Tuckers that were built, and about in the neighborhood of 50 or so that are still in existence. And this one is in pristine shape. I'm not sure if it was restored by the museum or they bought it this way. But it's an extremely good example of what the Tucker looked like rolling off the assembly line.
Well, that must have been really cool to check that out. And another very famous vehicle you came across, the Red Baron and Ed Ross Outlaw. Tell us about this vehicle.
Well, this is kind of neat vehicles for all of us old guys that went to a lot of car shows when we were growing up. And the Red Baron, it's a kind of like a tea bucket of sorts with a giant German helmet as a roof. It's a World War I style helmet with a spike coming out of it and a little iron cross on the side of it. It's a silver or chrome look to it. And the main body of the car is kind of a cherry red and, you know, powered by the super big V8. But Ed was building these cars in the early 50s, and there's a couple of these cars there. And he kind of got tired of the cars and actually went over to doing crazy things on T-shirts and creating the Rat Fink as the ultimate bad animal when it came to driving odd-looking cars on comic books and T-shirts. And also, he had a contract with one of the plastic model companies to create all of these really crazy-looking models based on the Rat Fink design that were extremely popular in the early 60s. It passed away, but you could still, at the Better Car shows, run into people selling his products. They're still licensed, and there's a couple of companies that have the almost exclusive licensing for his products. So I last time I was down in Florida, I ended up with a kind of a black work shirt with the Rat Fink on the back of the work shirt. So it's out there if you're looking for it. He was quite the character in the 60s.
Absolutely. Let's talk about parts. This is something that really must have gotten you quite excited. Speedway Motors Museum in Nebraska has, in Don's words, the largest collection of flat head intake manifolds that you've ever come across.
Yeah, in fact, as we were talking, I brought up the picture of the walls that are covered with these manifolds. And the walls are three lines going from almost to the floor to the ceiling of these different manifolds. And I thought Don Garlitz had a collection down at his place. This has to be six or eight times as large as his collection. So just about every configuration you could think of for putting multiple carburetors on a flathead engine, they're hanging in this place. Anywhere from a double deuce all the way up to maybe eight deuces and different fuel-injected type of configuration. And then the number of racing heads, even racing heads that had three spark plugs in them. And I'm trying to figure out sometimes exactly how all these things could work to deliver a synchronized spark at the same time. It just must have been such craftsmanship on tuning these rascals. I just get amazed when I walk around these places sometimes.
Absolutely. And you spotted one Model T engine which had a modified double overhead cam. That's modern technology and a real vehicle.
A double overhead cam converted flathead, and that was one of many different conversions on a flathead engine, and to include flathead engines that were converted to overhead valve, flathead engines out of Model Ts that were running superchargers. I had no idea that there were so many modifications that someone could do with an old Model T. I guess one of these days I'm just going to have to sit down and just study that engine to find out just where its place was in racing over the years. But I just get amazed when I walk around these museums to bring it back. Yeah, there's I'm looking at now the a supercharged. Well, this is a supercharged flathead Ford V8. That looks like anything other than something that came out of the 1940s. But just amazing stuff. This is the Flat Fire World's Fastest Flathead. It set a world record at Bonneville.
Wow.
A fellow by the name of Ron Main, I think, is the builder of the car.
Very cool.
Gee, my goodness.
That's great technology. Let's talk about pedal cars. These are toy cars, but they're not tiny cars. These are actual pedal cars. And I understand this museum has quite a collection going way back to the early 1900s.
Right. Yeah, they were working on a new addition to the museum, and they weren't really allowed to open it to the public. I'm not well known up there in Lincoln, so I really wasn't able to, talk my way into a private viewing or anything. But I was able to look through the doors into the section, and there's just hundreds of these pedal cars. There's a 1917 looking Ford with Amos and Andy on the side of it. There are walls that are covered with pedal cars from the 60s going back to the 20s and 30s. Fire trucks, Model Ts, just about any kind of configuration of a pedal car that you can think of or that was produced, there's probably an example of it there, as well as cars from the Soapbox Derby era, pictures of winners of Soapbox Derbies going back to the 30s and 40s, as well examples of the cars, and actually kind of a diorama of what kind of looks like a junkyard of abandoned Soapbox Derby racers. It just looks like someone had cleaned out the garage of these old Derby cars and taking a picture of them.
But that's great.
For anybody who's got a half a day or so to do some exploration, this is the place to go for it. I'm looking forward to going back and actually try to sign them up as a sponsor to some of our shows and products, and then hopefully get a walking tour of the speed shop.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic. You definitely should do that. Go back and get us hooked up, so to speak. In the meanwhile, give out your telephone number so folks can call you.
Right. It's area code 314-306-7507. We got some new exciting cars we're going to be putting up in a few days.
Excellent. TheOldCarGuys.com is the website. Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour.
All right, bye-bye.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio with great news. We have our sponsors, Nationwide Amsoil Distributors, George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of Amsoil's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, Amsoil pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. Amsoil provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.